It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, earlier, actually it was last week, middle of the week, I went down to the Cedar Cove Ranch Resort. It's near Eustis, near Purtis Creek State Park, within a few miles of there, kind of give you an area where it's located. But I had Mr. Arlen Sheets, who is our guest standing by, invited me down to spend a day with his dad, Bryant. And we had an absolute ball fishing in a lake that's 50 foot deep, probably 25 or 30 acres, 50 foot deep. That amazed me. And then the ranch, which is a hunting and fishing operation, they have weddings there. They do a lot of stuff. It's a very nice place. But we drove all through the ranch. You would think you were up in Arkansas somewhere. But Mr. Arlen is with us, and he can give us, kind of tune us into some things that I haven't had a chance to learn about the ranch. Arlen, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for having me. It was really a pleasure having you out there.
I tell you what, I don't need to tell you this. Your dad is an ultimate gentleman. He and I had a awesome time. He drove me through some of the most beautiful country. A lot of people do not realize the terrain difference in that part of Texas, but my gosh, that's you really, if someone helicoptered you in and dropped you off, you might think you were in Arkansas somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's one of the reasons that my wife Ripple and I kind of fell in love with the place. We were looking for a place that we could set up an outdoor operation for well over a year and a half, and we looked at hundreds of places and kind of wanted a place near Dallas. And when we walked into that place and we jumped on that side by side and took that first tour, I mean, it was just there's one little section there I'm sure you went through. Just it reminded me where I grew up in the hills of West Virginia. And and when I saw that, I looked at her and I said, I think this is the place. This is the one.
it is. I wrote a newspaper article that ran in all the I do the syndicated newspaper article runs in a bunch of Texas newspapers, and I call it an outdoor wonderland. And truly, as an old outdoor writer, Arlen, I've had a chance to be in some awesome places. You know, this right here is right up at the top of the list. Your place, and it's the truth. I mean, anybody that's ever been there that loves the outdoors, they'll go back. A lot of our friends listening are, I'd say, the vast majority of them, Arlen, are hunters, are fishermen. The lake. This is for the public, but you offer awesome bass fishing. There's a lot of crappie in there, which we didn't fish for, but it's an awesome black largemouth bass lake. You know, you offer that. You offer deer hunts, hog hunts year round. Someone want to hunt with thermal? Your dad showed me the roads there that you corn, and I can see because of that the hills and the elevation difference. You could ease up on top of one of those hills and see for several hundred yards at night, you know, with thermal. I could see how it could be some awesome hog hunting, but people can. They could come down. One thing is for a day hunt, but it's free range, and any deer hunter knows that one day you might or you might not connect, right?
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons we kind of try to push for our guests to come on and spend a few nights with us and really enjoy their time out there, just like, you know, getting into a hunting camp. I guess more of an upscale kind of hunting camp though with our lodging. But yeah, we love to bring people out and really just have the whole enjoyable experience. So even though we do offer day hunts, most of the time people come out and spend, two nights minimum, up to four nights out there with us. Enjoying the nature and enjoying the hunt.
You bet. Well, deer season's coming, is on now, of course, and really the peak. I love to hunt in mid, late November for deer. But you'd be surprised the people that email me through the newspapers or through the radio, Luke, where's a good place to hunt? I've got some good locations to tell them to go to, different amenities, of course, but now we're going to tell them about the Cedar Cove Ranch. It's close to Dallas. You can be there, I think. And I live just southeast of Dallas a ways. I'm only about 52 miles from you. But from Dallas, you can be there easily, I would think, in an hour and a half, you know.
Yeah, from Dallas proper, we're about an hour 25 minutes. And even from the Fort Worth side, you know, it's within a two-hour drive of those guys. So
Right. Well, we're going to hook you up with so you can contact Arlen here at the end of our little segment. But the main thing I wanted to do is introduce everybody to the place up there. It's, I know you've been in operation a while, and a lot of people know about it, but it is a close to Dallas location, or close to East Texas. It's in East Texas. And something that amazed me, Arlen, and I talked to your dad about this, you know, the spring water that's bottled, the lake there is fed by the same aquifer, I believe, you know? I mean, that's the same area that spring water comes out of, isn't it?
Yeah, Ozarka bottles their water basically 400 yards from our front gate.
No kidding. That is up there. I saw that coming in. I couldn't figure out exactly what that was. So that's Ozarka's headquarters.
Yes, sir, it is. So, yeah, we actually, our wells draw off the same aquifer, and we have over a dozen springs on our property. Two of the largest, which obviously feed our 25-plus acre lake we have out there. Mm-hmm. So we've got some great clear water and great drinking water across the whole place. So it's really another little blessing we found out there.
It certainly is. Your dad is kindred spirits with me on not only catching fish, but eating them. I asked him, I said, I bet the fish out of, you know, the smaller bass or whatever, the crappie that you do catch and that you can keep, is awesome flavored. He says, Luke, it's some of the best flavored fish I've ever eaten. I know it's catch and release, but I also know some of the regulations sometimes on smaller bass. The fisheries biologists really recommend that a certain number of smaller bass are taken out, don't they? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're always managing the population on that lake to ensure we got some of the best big trophy largemouth out there. So we're always pulling fish out between certain sizes just to maintain and manage that population out there.
You bet. And something that I could spend a day doing, or several hours anyway, those were some monstrous perch, big brim, I guess, under, were those the hybrid brim around the boathouse there? Do you know? Or, man, they were big.
Yeah, we got some of those red ear, bluegill in there, as well as others. Actually, my daughter was out for a celebration we had out there not too long ago, and she pulled in a 1-pound, 11-ounce bluegill out of that.
Oh, man.
Right underneath that boathouse.
Was she using?
Seen a smile on that girl's face.
Oh, I bet. Is the fishing very usually pretty good for them if you use like night crawlers or, you know, red wiggler worms that usually catch pretty good numbers?
Oh, yeah. You throw a night crawler on a hook, you're pretty much guaranteed to pull in one of those brim.
I see another newspaper article in the making. I could spend some time catching, especially the big ones. I'll actually fillet the big brim. A lot of people, I grew up, you know, we'd fry them whole, but some of those hand-sized ones, you can certainly fillet those, and it could be one of my favorite fish to eat is a big old brim, you know, thick shoulder.
We're going to have to come out and then catch some up. We'll do a little fish fry then.
That sounds like that's right up my alley, Arlen. Well, for people that want to learn more about Cedar Cove Ranch, I think we've probably given them a pretty good idea. Folks, I can tell you the accommodations and the people there, when you leave, you'll probably be planning your next trip down there. But for people that wanted to get to know the place, here's a couple of ways that I've been thinking about. You could do a hog hunt, you know, or you could do a overnight and just fish off the bank or whatever. I've got a feeling you could catch, well, we just mentioned these brim. I don't think there'd be a problem catching those, but that could be an introductory deal for people to come down. And once they're there, they're going to be coming back, Arlen. I guess the website is a great way to learn and see the pictures and all.
Yeah, the website's the best starting point. And our website's www.cedarcoveranch.com. And you can go in there and look, and there's various categories. So you can look at sportsman activities, and that'll cover everything from the various hunting options to the fishing options. Or obviously, if you just want to come out with a family stay, that's one of the things we try to really accommodate is the whole family. We want the entire family to be able to come out and enjoy, even if, let's say, mom doesn't like getting out there and fishing or hunting, but she wants to just come out. There's a lot of stuff we have for them. We have stuff for younger kids, whether it be yard games or large outdoor movie screens we set up at the fire pit. And then we obviously accommodate the whole spectrum on the sportsman side, from the shooting range to the shooting clays to, you know, the fishing and hunting stuff we've talked about here. And
yep.
So we kind of try to take care of the whole family. That way everybody can come out and enjoy a weekend or a week together, and everybody gets a little piece of heaven while they're out there.
You bet. You know, I forgot to mention that shooting range, but that's a state of the art. Your dad took me over there out to 200 meters, and a pistol, closer pistol in, or, you know, handgun station also. Yeah, that's awesome. Good place to someone that just likes to do some shooting, and it's a great, great range. Well, Arlen, thank you, buddy, for being with us. I look forward to getting to spend more time with you guys down there, and hopefully a lot of our folks that are listening that might be looking for just a fun, awesome outdoor spot, hopefully they'll give you a buzz and check in with you.
That sounds fantastic, Luke, and it really was a pleasure getting the chance to talk to you and to meet you out there at the ranch.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Well, folks, that was Mr. Arlen Sheets, the owner of Cedar Cove Ranch. I could not say enough about this ranch. I could probably fill three or four shows telling you about all the things that I saw and the awesome wildlife. The habitat has been created. It's really a rugged part of East Texas. If you've never been right there around, not far from Purtis Creek State Park, it's hilly, almost to the point of being some mini mountains by the time you climb up some of those hills. But it's really rugged terrain, a lot of spring-fed creeks. You know, that's the aquifer where they bottle the water. Ozarka gets the water. That's the same water that actually fills that lake on the place right there. But it's a part of the state that's many people have no idea. They think all of East Texas is bottom land or, you know, hardwoods with pine-covered hilltops and all that. But really, that's a unique part of the world. You know, a little white-tailed deer hunting update. Of course, I spent the day in the woods there with Mr. Bryant there looking over the sign. Lots of scrapes. Bucks are in the rut right now. They're not in what I call the hard rut where they are locked down with does. That could change. That could be changing tomorrow, but they're definitely chasing doe right now. They're up and running. It's a good time to be in the woods. Don't forsake your rattling horns. I use these rattling forks, have used them for several years. They carry sound a long, long way in the woods. But get you some antlers that will carry sound. You know, regular deer antlers will work if they're, quote, green. A lot of times when they're real, real dry, they lose some of that real sound. But get you some rattling antlers and get out there and try that. Don't be afraid to use some good deer scents to get the deer. You know, deer's nose is his primary method of finding other deer and survival, really. Texas Raised Hunting Products makes some doe and estrus and different scents that I found to be really good for freshening up a buck scrape or for creating a new scrape. I've, you know, actually scratched the ground under an overhanging limb, sprayed some of that doe estrus up on the limb, and then put some down in the ground, on top of the ground there by the scrape. So, folks, we are out of time. Remember catfishradio.org. You can go there and learn a lot about what I do. We're going to post the article that I wrote about Cedar Cove Ranch right here on KETR. I'll be with you next week. Be safe in the outdoors. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.